Elizabeth Exit, or shop 24/7 at LawnDoff.com. Let Johnny show you how owning his own building and lot will save you hundreds, if not thousands, on your next vehicle.
Johnny Lawndoff Chevrolet.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a one-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit Metro Lighting. LightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. It's all on sale at Kohl's. Go to Kohl's.com to get your extra 15% off shopping pass. Use it in store or online. Now through Sunday at Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Fresh, fast, tasty. Jimmy John's is a little better, a little fresher, and a whole lot faster. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me, and we'd love for you to be part of the show now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you've not played in the last 30 days, you can play right now. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who appear every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge, and it's ladies' night. And every Thursday night, Well Hungarians play the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. Also, no cover charge. Not ladies' night, but amazing food there. You want more information? Go to wellhungarians.net and find out all of the places they are playing around town. Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, first of all, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Sucking up to the host is always a good start.
It's a good start. And today is Global Awareness for Rare Disease Day, so I ask everyone to support in some way, if they can, research into rare and even not so rare diseases by even going to those fundraisers that people put on for their families.
I thought you were going to say by contracting a rare disease. That would really
thank you.
That would really be a commitment, I think, but probably one you don't want.
Nope.
If your disease was so obscure it would never appear on an episode of House, that's an obscure disease.
It's pretty obscure.
Yeah. Todd, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories await every Friday afternoon when we push that button and they come spilling out. Category one, always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, the Academy Awards are going to be on Sunday night, so it's about the Best Picture nominees. And category three, forgotten late night TV hosts. You know, Jimmy Fallon has recently taken over for Jay Leno, and Seth Meyers has taken over for Jimmy Fallon on the late night show. I watched one episode of that and thought, well, this is something I don't have to set the DVR for every night. Nothing really exciting going on there, considering that Jimmy Fallon, I think, set the bar pretty high over the last 5 years on that show. Seth Meyers doesn't seem to have much going on. But these are people who had late night shows and then didn't because they were really, really bad. You can have that one or the other, one of the other categories. What'll it be?
I think late night's gone all downhill, so I don't watch that anymore. So I'll go with the, what's going on, daily.
Have you been paying attention?
Yes. Okay. I have not been, but I'm going to try it anyway.
All right. Well, here's how we play the Harris Challenge for our new listeners. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. Todd will have 60 seconds to answer the questions. If you want to, Todd, you can pass on any question, then go back and pick it up later, assuming we have not gotten to the one-minute mark when the buzzer will sound and we'll tally up your points. And if you get eight or more, then you're a winner. And you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul.
And you can get 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. Donuts. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Ask for the maple donuts with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
People think we're lying about that. We're not.
No, no.
And by the way, go in and say, I'd like a bacon the size of, I'd like a donut the size of my head. And they'll tell you, that's all of our donuts here.
Yes.
We have them right here in the display case.
They are absolutely awesome. Mm. And from Werenberg Theaters, we have passes for two to see movies, including Nonstop, the one with Liam Neeson.
Mm.
We also have Need for Speed and the Lego Movie, along with others.
All from
Werenberg.
So once again, those are passes to see movies.
Movies from Werenberg.
Of course, if you get all five questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep, and that gets you all the prizes, a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
And unfortunately, we have to send you a 1099, and then, you know, the IRS comes after you because you didn't pay taxes on it. That's your problem, not mine, Todd. I just host the show.
That's a good problem to have, though.
Your category, that's right. Your category, Ian was telling me, speaking of having to pay taxes, those people who found those gold coins in their backyard...
That's right. They're thinking worth $10 million of gold coins. They haven't sold any yet. I think they all just still have them in their person. But the taxes, they're going to have to pay 47%.
47%? On the value,
Of the coins, whether they sell them or not.
Wow.
As long as they're in their possession.
Just because they found them on their property?
There is a 1969 law that was, I think it was called, I don't know.
The Treasure Trove law?
Yeah, Treasure Trove, where any treasure that you find, you're liable for taxes.
Even if it's on your own property and you didn't put it there, well, that would make it a treasure. If you put it there, it's not a treasure.
If it's, if it's not yours and you find
47%.
So that's outrageous. That's $4.7 million.
Yes.
That is outrageous.
Now, before you say that's outrageous and you feel bad for them, remember that a week ago, they had no gold coins.
Yes. I know that. I understand that.
So they're going to they're gonna find out, that $10 million is only $5 million. How will we pay the mortgage?
Yeah. Doggone.
Sure they're sorry for going public with that, aren't they?
Yeah, really.
All right, Todd, have you been paying attention as the category? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state's governor vetoed a bill this week that would have allowed discrimination against gays based on religious beliefs?
Arizona.
Correct. According to an autopsy released today, which actor died of acute mixed drug intoxication?
Philip Seymour. Hoffman.
Correct. Who became the first openly gay athlete in a major U.S. sport when the Brooklyn Nets signed him to a contract this week?
What is his name?
That's what I asked you.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? I'll
pass on that. What virtual currency equivalent to $425 million has disappeared from an exchange in Tokyo, causing it to declare bankruptcy?
Bitcoin.
Correct. What did new government data show has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years?
Repeat that question.
What did new government data show has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years?
I don't have a clue.
Obesity.
I was going to say that.
Oh, you should have out loud. If you'd said it out loud, we all would have heard it, and you would have won something. The gay basketball player.
He's got a twin brother, too. I can't think of his name.
Jason Collins.
Jason Collins.
Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and unfortunately, that's only 7 points.
Can I just get one bonus point for thinking the answer?
you know what? Let me ask the judges. Let me see what they say. Put the burden on them.
No.
I didn't think so. But at least they thought about it. You see?
Yes. What was the question again? Young kids?
Yeah. New government data shows that the obesity has dropped 43% in young children in the last 10 years.
And young children. Yeah, okay. I thought the answer. I said, no, there's such a thing in young children.
Todd, trust me when I tell you it's not going to be good for you in the long run to fixate on young children.
He keeps trying.
Right now. You only got 7 points, and that means we do have to punish you. For punishment, I thought we would go to somebody nominated for an award this weekend. Not for an Academy Award, but for a Razzie Award. Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith last year made the movie After Earth, which is nominated for Worst Picture, Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor, and Worst Screen Combo. Here they were promoting it on a British talk show when somebody said, maybe it's a good idea if we get young Jaden Smith to rap and for Will Smith to be the beatbox. Whoever thought that was a good idea was wrong, as this will prove.
Okay. Hello. Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello. Like, hello. My name is Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances. Girl, this is your chance. It's a long shot.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Would it be child abuse if somebody smacked him?
If he would do a couple more years.
If we could get 43% less rapping out of the Smith family, we'd all be better off, wouldn't we?
Amen.
Will Smith was pretty good back in the days of Parents Don't Understand.
Sure.
But this, no. Not so much. Todd, I'm sorry you had to hear that, but you earned it.
I earned it. I'll try it again in a few months.
Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you very much. Here's our next contestant on the challenge today. Hello, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way home for the weekend, ready for another winter weekend.
Yeah, okay. Which category would you like? We have Best Picture nominees, Forgotten Late Night TV Hosts, or He Calls That Acting, also about some Oscar nominees for this weekend.
Let's see. I'll take that last one.
He Calls That Acting.
Yeah.
Okay, these are all about actors who are nominated for Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor this year at the Academy Awards. Luke, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Of the five nominees for Best Actor, who's the only one who also starred as a crime-fighting superhero?
Ooh.
You can pass.
I'll pass.
For which movie is Barkhad Abdi nominated for his first movie role as a Somali pirate?
The Captain Phillips movie.
Correct. Jonah Hill is up for his second supporting actor Oscar in 3 years. What was the first one for?
Pass.
Which Best Actor nominee was last up for an Oscar 35 years ago for Coming Home?
John Boyd.
Bruce Dern. Which nominee appeared in both a movie up for Best Picture and The Hangover Part 3?
Seth Rogen.
Bradley Cooper. Of the five nominees for Best, we're going to run out of time before I can repeat any questions. Seth Rogen was not in any of the Hangover movies, by the way.
Was the Jonah Hill one, was that Moneyball?
Yeah, that's correct. And the guy who also was a crime-fighting superhero, he's Batman. Christian Bale.
Oh.
Yeah. Luke, we're disappointed, too, because you only got 2 points.
Sorry.
Once again, Smith Family Rapperson.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
Why does the crowd go crazy?
He hadn't started yet. He just said hello.
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 Hello. My name is Jaden, and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances, young romances.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hold it right there, Jaden. I have a feeling we may be coming back to you.
Oh.
Luke, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Blair.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
5'11", 28 years old, single, good-looking ladies.
Turn-ons, turn-offs?
No.
They'll shut this place down. Please, please don't go there. All of a sudden,
how do the ladies contact them? Email address? You want to throw that out there?
Oh, my Guy Phillips, leave me out of this. Which category would you like there, Blair? We have Best Picture nominees, Forgotten Late Night TV Hosts, or Now That's an Actress. That would be women who are nominated for Academy Awards this weekend.
Best Picture nominees.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which movie has nominees for Best Actor, Best Actress, Supporting Actor, and Supporting Actress?
12 Years a Slave. No.
American Hustle.
That's it.
Which Best Picture nominee was produced by Brad Pitt, who also appears in the movie?
12 Years a Slave.
Correct. You can't answer that anymore. Which Best Picture nominees cast includes a heard-but-not-seen performance by Scarlett Johansson?
Gravity.
Her. Which Best Picture nominee stars one of the leads in the HBO series True Detective?
It's Matthew McConaughey, but I don't know.
You don't know the name of the movie?
No.
Okay, but go to the five-pointer then. In which Best Picture nominee do we only see the faces of two actors?
Gravity.
Correct.
Yay!
All right, now give me that Matthew McConaughey movie.
I don't know what he's in. I have no idea. It's
People are screaming in their cars right now.
It's called Dallas Buyers
Club. Oh, and I saw that too. Oh man.
That's the one you saw. That's what you need to. Yeah, again.
That's awful.
Again, we only get points when you say them out loud.
I know. I'm shamed enough. Do you really have to play the Will Smith name?
For 7 points, Blair, yes, we do have to play Jaden Smith.
But Blair. This is your chance, it's a long shot. You've been trying to hit your hole, but it's the wrong shot. Because I'm trying to rock the mic, you know I won't stop. I'ma keep rapping about this love until the song stops. Hello.
We're back to the hellos now.
Maybe women will feel sorry for Blair. And
wow.
Then.
By the way, for doing the doom, doom, doom in the background, Will Smith made $28 million.
Yeah, all right.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Blair, I'm sorry. I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
It looks like it's going to be donuts and movies for us, boys.
All right.
Let's see if we can do something with our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, first of all, I have always been AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm Mike. I'm originally from the area, and I am an unemployed radio DJ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you been on the radio in St. Louis?
No. Mountain Grove, Missouri, 4 years.
Well, good luck with your career. I hope it turns into something good news very soon.
Oh, it will.
Which category would you like? Forgotten late-night TV hosts or now that's an actress?
Oh, boy. Let's go with the first one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike.
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Wheel of Fortune host once had his own late-night show on CBS?
Pat Sajak.
Correct. Which original Saturday Night Live star tried and failed with his own late-night show at the height of his movie career?
Oh, height of his movie career. Pat.
Which NBA Hall of Famer once had a disastrous syndicated late-night show for a few months
Magic
in
Johnson.
1998? Magic Johnson is right. Before starring on Growing Pains, who had a short run with a syndicated late-night show?
Kirk Cameron.
Alan Thicke, Thick of the Night. Which one-time host of The Daily Show preceded Craig Ferguson as host of The Late Late Show after Letterman on CBS?
Jon Stewart.
Craig Kilborn. Back to the two-pointer. Which original Saturday Night Live star tried and failed with his own late-night show at the height of his movie career?
At the height of Eddie Murphy?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, it was a horrible show.
It was terrible. You know what Chevy Chase and Magic Johnson both proved? Mostly Magic. Magic was always a really good money-in-the-bank guest.
Yeah.
But he proved that sitting on one side of the desk is not the same as sitting on the other side of the desk.
No.
And Chevy Chase proved... not really as talented as everybody thought.
As he thought.
Mike, you got the Magic Johnson for 3 points and Pat Sajak for one, but again, below that punishment threshold. So I guess the only word I can think of is hello.
Wow.
Good enough.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Wait a second.
What
happened to Jaden Smith?
Hang on.
Where is he?
Oh.
Did he say goodbye?
No.
Oh, no, I'm here. No.
No, where's Jaden Smith?
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, you got to be
good to me. Hello. How you doing there? Hello. Like, hello.
Mike, I hope when you get your full-time radio job, you never have to play that.
Okay, tell Tim hi for me.
So, thank you very much for calling. We go on to our next contestant and our final one today, Joe, the only one who can save us from a quintuple punishment day.
How are you?
I'm fine. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm stuck in traffic, running late, and I'm glad I like Will Smith.
Joe, we have one more Academy Awards category. It's called Now That's an Actress. I hope you know something about the nominees this year, because we've got 60 seconds on the clock, and here we go. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was directed by Woody Allen in her Best Actress-nominated role in Blue Jasmine?
Pass.
Which Best Actress nominee once won a Razzie for Worst Actress in All About Steve? Which actress is nominated for the third time in 4 years and won an award for Silver Linings Playbook? Jennifer Lawrence.
Same thing.
Julia Roberts is nominated as Best Supporting Actress for what movie did she get her only Oscar?
Don't know, Pat.
Which Best Actress nominee has 3 Oscars already, including one in 2012 for The Iron Lady?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Meryl Streep.
Crap.
Let's see if Gwyneth Paltrow is the answer to any of the others here.
Everything's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nope, I'm looking back here and see no reason to go back and ask.
Sandra Bullock with What About Steve? Wasn't Bradley Cooper in that, too?
That's correct. And Julia Roberts got her Oscar for Erin Brockovich and Blue Jasmine. Was the movie that Cate Blanchett starred in. So, Joe, of all our punishees today, you're the punishest. Congratulations. And here again.
Did you add up my score yet?
You got 0. Oh. Zippo. Okay. Squat. Nada. Goose egg. Well, it's what we call in the business a Jaden Smith.
Jaden and I'm a young fellow. Like to keep it mellow. I like to make friends and make trends. Attend the young school dances. Young romances.
Okay,
girl.
Okay. Oh. Proving how difficult it is to actually make a good rap song. The Smith Family, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS.com.
Meep, meep. I forgot to ask Joe where he was stuck in traffic, but Tim Weiland can fill you in.
You know what? Before we do that, let me just say the Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are appearing this Friday night. That means tonight at the Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. A huge Mardi Gras party there tonight with free beads and hurricane drink specials. Again, for more information on where the Well Hungarians are performing, you can go to wellhungarians.net. Now, Tim, how are the roads?
That'll be a fun time.
Yep.
Hello, Timothy.
All right, we do have an accident. It's on eastbound 40 at Timberlake Manor that's got the left lane blocked, and traffic is backed up not quite to Boone's Crossing. Westbound drivers are slowing at 141 to take a look. On northbound 170, it's pretty heavy between 70 and Airport Road. Eastbound 270, that's looking a little bit better now, just a little bit off the pace between Lindbergh and New Florissant. Westbound 70, still a little slowdown between Jennings Station Road and Lucas and Hunt, and it does look like southbound 170 is slowing Del Mar down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play it forward with the new 250K triple play draw game from the Missouri Lottery. Each ticket features 3 games and 9 chances to win with a top prize of $250,000. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program. And it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because this year, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-600-1356.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-600-1356. That's 1-800-600-1356.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
What's better than watching Michael Wacha in last year's postseason?
The kid pitcher shutting out the Dodgers.
Well, how about taking home his bobblehead on April the 11th? If you like that one, you also won't want to miss Jack Buck, Jim Edmonds, or the Secret Weapon Bobblehead Days. Get your tickets through one of our promotional packs or as an individual game. Tickets on sale now. Don't wait. Visit Cardinals.com for more information.
Fans, this is Michael Wacha. This season, there's a lot to celebrate when it comes to Cardinal baseball.
Your Cardinals are National League champions for 2013.
We'll start by celebrating the club's 19th National League championship with a pin night on the second home game of the season. Following that, you can take home my bobblehead, NL Champs ring, pennant flag, jersey, and trophy days. There are promotional packs and tickets available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserve time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for return phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
I'll go ahead and sing it again.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They've got you covered whether you want to come have a great meal in Annie Gunn's Restaurant or you want to pick up some of the great food available right next door in the Smokehouse Market. It's a terrific place to stop in for either reason. Out there in Chesterfield Valley, you know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof. And they sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Take your Bobby.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much. So, we have a pop quiz question today.
Mm-hmm.
And the pop quiz question is a Oscar pop quiz question.
Mm-hmm.
How did director, writer, Alfonso Cuarón get the idea for Gravity? Did he dream it? Did he read it years ago when he was a kid in a comic book? Or did a 16-year-old son give him the idea? Answer in just a minute. Time for the Mike Evans Fearless Forecast Big Six Predictions. Here we go. Best Supporting Actress, Lupita Nyong'o. Most people say she will win for 12 Years a Slave for Best Supporting Actress. I thought she was great, but I'm going way out on a limb, long shot. I'm picking Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle. What do you think?
I think that the Academy is going to say we gave it to Jennifer last year. She's only 23 years old. Let's take a year off and give it to the other newcomer.
Okay, we'll see.
Yep.
That is a long shot, I'll admit it. I just thought that she showed a completely different character than she's ever shown before.
Oh, I thought she was terrific, and I would give it to her, mostly because I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave yet.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club.
A lock.
Yeah. Best Actor, Leonardo DiCaprio's never won. He's not going to win this year. I like Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club.
Also a lock.
Best Actress, this is a three Philly race, really. Cate Blanchett and Blue Jasmine, Amy Adams, American Hustle, and Sandra Bullock in Gravity. Being a three Philly or three horse race, actually, I guess Sandra Bullock would have the inside track. If that's another.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Thank you. I think Cate Blanchett's going to win this one.
I've always thought so, ever since I saw the movie.
If there is an upset, it would be Amy Adams. Best Director, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity.
Yep.
What a hard movie to direct. And although usually the best director goes along with best movie, I think 12 Years a Slave will get Best Picture.
I'm hoping that Gravity upsets it, only because I think that 12 Years a Slave may get the Lincoln treatment. Oh, you did something really serious? Yeah, we're not going to reward you.
I just thought Gravity was a cartoon character. I didn't get it. I liked it, but for an example, I thought Butler was so much better than Gravity.
Oh, boy.
I thought Gravity was just like a novelty item.
My favorite movie of the year was American Hustle. I think
I liked it. Oh, I liked it a lot.
Long shot, though.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Other Oscar sidebars, rain, windy, cold. Well, cold for L.A. standards on Sunday on the red carpet. It'll be windy, about 60 degrees. There'll be some nipping going on.
We're getting 5 to 8 inches of snow with some ice, and it's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah.
So we don't care about 60 and rain.
Yeah.
60 and the sprinkles, dude. Well, you don't say, hey, that's no fun for us. Mm. Movie review. Here we go. Opening today, Son of God, starring the really incredible, this Diogo Morgado, who plays Jesus Christ. It is the Mark Burnett with a little more added to it, Bible series. It was on television, and a lot of outtakes that are now in. Critics didn't like it. I loved it. I mean, they said it was a little slow. Hey, it was... You know, it's set 2,000 years ago. They did things a little slower back then, I think.
I'm looking forward to the Superman sequel, Son of Zod. When is that coming out?
Rated PG-13, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 3.5 stars. Be interested. Did you see Nonstop?
No, I couldn't go the other night, but Joe liked it.
I liked it a lot. So it'd be interesting to see who's going to win between those two.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to the pop quiz question. How did director Alfonso Cuarón come up with Gravity? Did he dream it? Did he read it in a comic book when he was a kid? Or did a 16-year-old son give him the idea?
Dan, you go first.
Oh, man, it's between dream and a 16-year-old son. I'm going to say he dreamed it.
I'll say comic book.
I'm going to say his son.
16-year-old son.
And
finally, here we go. Getting her done. It's Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. I want to wish everybody the best. And please hope and pray that our weather gets better. Thank you. Little Yokalani, Lani, Ani, Okay, Loku, and a cock, and I am Hui Hui Ho. Kill away, Kamiki, Ka, Hoo. I mean, now look, I'm a key, Kaka, Hui Ho.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Ani, Ona, Nana Lula, Wak, Hawaii.
By the way, he and his son got the credit for writing the movie, but even though the movie is up for Best Picture this year and he's up for Best Director, the movie's not up for any of the screenplay awards. Mike Evans brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, who begin in Key West, Florida, where police responded to a 2 a.m. call from a security guard at the Pier House Resort about three suspicious people on the property and the sound of a scream. When Officer Darnell Seeley responded and found the trio. One of them, Guy Lanchester, looked like he was hiding something in his hand. So the cop said, "What do you have in your hand?" And that's when Lanchester quickly shoved his hands into a flower pot and then yanked them back out. The officer looked at him like, "What do you think, I'm an idiot?" And so he looked in the flower pot and found a gram of cocaine. As he was being arrested, Lanchester was confused and said, "I don't understand. I thought cocaine wasn't illegal in Florida." Now, first of all, if you didn't think that, what was the whole flower pot thing right. for? If you didn't think it was illegal, why did you just go, "I have some cocaine in my hand"? And secondly, good luck with that charge of possession and the felony tampering with evidence. By the way, the other two people were searched and released. In Lexington, Mississippi, the county coroner was called to the home of 78-year-old Walter Williams after the family reported he died. Coroner found no pulse, pronounced Walter dead at 9 o'clock Wednesday. Put in a body bag, taken to Porter and Sons funeral home, where Thursday morning the workers were getting ready to embalm him. When Walter started kicking, he was not dead. Family members were called. Walter was taken to a hospital. Doctors determined his pacemaker had stopped working and then started again. They gave him a thorough physical, sent Walter home, says he's happy to be alive. In Lockport, Illinois, Ethan Ottman saw something he'd never seen before, a man walking down the street with a tiger cub on a leash. Ethan got some video of the man. It turned out to be John Basil, who keeps wolves and mountain lions and a tiger cub at his Big Run Wolf Ranch. Ethan said, quote, "He wasn't thinking he was doing anything wrong. I do think he was a little bit drunk, though," unquote. Ethan called the cops, who discovered that Basil and the Tiger, and if that's not a children's book, it damn well ought to be, Basil and the Tiger, had been spotted earlier in the evening at Uncle Richie's bar. Yes, he had taken the tiger cub to a bar, and that was not the first time the tiger had allegedly bitten a woman in that bar in December. This time, Basil, whose ranch is federally licensed, was charged with misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct, reckless conduct, and possession of a dangerous animal. And we finish with this story. I'm going to tell you this story, and Ian will agree with me because he knows this story. We would both urge you, do not Google this woman. It's a story of 58-year-old Maria Montanez Colon in Punta Gorda, Florida, who called 911 to complain that she wanted her Corvette back. An officer went to her house, found her drunk and flirtatious. I'm trying to keep this in radio-friendly terms. She told him that he was sexy, asked if he was married, told him she was horny. The officer steered the conversation back to the purpose of the 911 call. Maria explained that she had signed her Corvette over to her stepson after the death of her husband, but she had changed her mind, and the officer told him, "Well, there's nothing we can do for that situation or your other situation." Gave her the department's number for non-emergency calls in the future, and then he left. An hour later, Maria called 911 again and asked for the same officer to be sent back to her house. This time, the cop went with another officer. Maria explained the first visit to the second officer, saying, "Your buddy here was a perfect gentleman, but when I asked him to blank me, he turned me down, and that made me angry." The first cop asked if Maria recalled being told about using 911 for non-emergency matters, and she said, "I do, but how else am I going to get you to blank me?" She was arrested on a charge of misuse of 911.
He should have just left and left his nightstick. Here, knock yourself out, lady.
And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm Paul Harris. You can check out my syndicated weekend show while you're dealing with the snow or staying inside. It's called America Weekend. It airs Saturday and Sunday nights at midnight here on the Big 550 and other times at different stations all around the country. Not that there are other stations elsewhere in the country. We all know there's only this one.
Yes.
But if there were, then I would have a show and it would be on them at different times in different time zones. I hope you'll check that out, and I hope you have a great, safe, not-so-snowy weekend. On behalf of Ian and Dan and everybody who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to check traffic again, and I want to remind everyone that my new band that I'm in, the Southside Johnny Band, is playing tomorrow night at the Firehouse on Lemay Ferry.
Dan plays the part of Side.
That's right. So come on out. Come on out and join us.
It's a three-man band. There's a guy named South and a guy named Johnny, and
side.
Dan plays side.
I'm side.
He's a side man. You
That's
see how
right.
that worked?
Yeah, I'll be the side guy. So come on out. We start at 9 o'clock.
Tim?
Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic.
Oh, boy. All right. I think Paul's starting to get a little bit like Frank. I think he's been listening too long. Hey, if you're coming in on eastbound 40, that accident on at Timberlake Manor, that's been moved off to the right shoulder. You're still slow climbing up the hill from approaching Chesterfield Parkway West through Timberlake Manor. Westbound driver still slowing down from about 141 to Timberlake to take a look at that. Everything else is thinning out. You look great on eastbound 270, westbound 70, no delays from downtown all the way out through Highway K. On westbound 40, you still have a little slowdown, though, between Hampton and McCausland. Everything else is running fine. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play it forward with the new 250K triple play draw game from the Missouri Lottery. Each ticket features three games and nine chances to win with a top prize of $250,000. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Jim.
I'm John.
It's the Inside Out Show. All the information you'll need to do stuff around the house. That's the Inside Out Show.
This week, the Inside Out Show is not on at its normal time. You'll still get great advice from John Shea and Jim McMillan, but at a special time this week due to Missouri Tiger basketball.
My partner John Shea and me are not professional radio people, but John is an excellent home remodeler, and I've been a nurseryman for over 50 years.
It's the Inside Out Show, 5 p.m. on Saturday on KTRS.
Just give us a call. It's interesting and fun to listen to.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC and Walgreens, where you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Before the storm, during the storm, and after the storm, turn to KTRS for the latest weather updates, road conditions, and school closings. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
It's all on sale at Kohl's. Go to Kohl's.com to get your extra 15% off shopping pass. Use it in-store or online. Now through Sunday at Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end.
my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, ya.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
The bi-state bracing for a pounding from Mother Nature. We have information to help get you through another wicked weather event. Soulard gearing up for the second biggest Mardi Gras celebration in the country, behind New Orleans, of course. But will the snow throw a wet blanket on the party?
An emergency landing in this farmer's field. This after the plane's engine stopped.
First on Fox, the threat for a winter's mix Saturday night into Sunday has area road crews on alert. On the winter watch, Fox 2 meteorologist Angela Huddy has more on how MoDOT is preparing to once again battle Mother Nature. She joins us live from Brentwood. Angela.
Yeah, Sandy, we're out here in Brentwood tonight here along I-40, our I-64 Highway 40, and the McCutcheon Overpass. Things moving along well. Roads are clear, but that will not be the case.